the Austrian trumpet hound, or that's a smart big dog.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, Leon, where is everybody?
Well, Sam, Mr. Jesse's up here in the parts store. I didn't hear you drive up.
No, I walked over here. My wife's got the car. She's up there at the college at that new course she's taking.
Is that right? What's she taking this year?
Oh, it's one of those continuing education things called Hunts Hall, The Man and His Art.
What?
Leon, I had the most fascinating discussion with that musicologist up there at the college today.
A music what?
A musicologist. Now, Leon, that's a guy who knows all these little known facts about music. He's kind of like a musical archaeologist.
Oh.
Well, his name is Professor F. Donald Kramer. Now, he's the musicologist up there at the college and part-time baritone horn instructor, by the way. He's done an in-depth study on a dog called the Austrian trumpet hound.
You mean that's a dog?
Yeah. Now, according to Kramer, he's written this down for me. It was so fascinating, I just wrote it down. It says right here that the trumpet hound dates back to the 16th and 17th century, and they were used to protect the tower musicians from roving bands of thugs and lesser musicians. The trumpet hound was usually a docile animal whose anger and rage could be brought forth during conflict, and only then on a call from a blast on the trumpet. Each trumpet hound was trained to a specific call, peculiar only to that group that he was guarding.
You mean there's guard dogs that attack when the trumpet player blowed a certain song?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, what them dogs look like? Probably his German shepherds, wasn't
it? No, I've got that written down here, too. Let me see. Now, Kramer wrote this down. Let me find it where it describes it. Here it is. It says, although the trumpet hound resembled in body structure the much smaller St. Bernard, but unlike the St. Bernard, the trumpet hound was a vegetarian in diet. And it says, the average weight ranged from 175 to 350 pounds. And it was not unusual for a full-grown hound to consume from 3 to 5 bushels of apples a day.
You mean just apples? No Gaines burgers or gravy train?
No, apparently not.
Golly.
Now, let's see. It says the most notable trumpet hound in the history of the breed was owned by Colonel Ralph von Schnitzenhofer and weighed 372 pounds.
372 pounds.
Yeah, von Schnitzenhofer was leader and first trumpet player in the court of Karl the Great of South Lichtenberg. The colonel had trained his huge blonde beast to howl the fundamental bass line to accompany the brass ensemble in the tower.
Did you know Sam's goat Ruth can sing?
His goat can sing?
Well, nearly. He's trying to teach it precious memories.
Well, if he succeeds, we must tell Kramer. He is so excited about uncovering this history on the trumpet hounds that he would absolutely go berserk over a gospel goat. It goes further to say that both von Spitzenhofer and his famous trumpet hound named Ace lived to be 83 years of age. They both died in 1687 and were buried in a common grave along with Spitzenhofer's famous silver four-valve trumpet on the outskirts of South Lichtenberg.
Oh, that's sad, Mr. Buddy. I hate to hear about a pet dying. You ought to get you one of them old dogs.
But, Leon, I play the flute. I'd need a flute hound.
You play the flute? Was that a flute I saw you with last night?
No, Leon, that was no flute. That was my fife.